Well, good afternoon, Audio Boom. It's Agent Turbostream here. So we're in the deepest Warwickshire countryside this afternoon. And what's turning out to be quite a cold afternoon. So we're going for a very short walk up to a place which I haven't been to for 3 or 4 years. Near a place called Chesterton, and we've come to see the Chesterton windmill. I'll be honest, I've only really come out this afternoon for somewhere to go to, because the neighbours are moving house. This house has just gone on the market and they're making such a noise, and I've just had to come out of the house just to get away from it. So hopefully they'll be your new neighbours will get a bit quieter. Anyway, that wasn't the point of the boo. The point was to come and tell you about Chesterton windmill, set up on a hillside in near the village of Chesterton, just off the M40 near Warwick. And it's an old grinding windmill. Somewhere there's a plaque to tell you about it. It's quite a curious building. You can actually go right underneath it. It's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pillars. Too windy. Erected in 1632 from a design attributed to Inigo Jones, and it's some kind of a grinding windmill and millstones. I didn't actually say what it was grinding, I suppose it was corn. But it's quite an impressive building, I must say. It's the local sandstone, it's on the edge of the Cotswolds here. Looks like they've had some repairs to some of the finials. It's a nice place to go and photograph on a warm evening, but not on a windy winter's day, like we've got today. I've got some wonderful photographs which I'll put up on the Boo Art. But it's a round windmill, like a cylinder type shape. It's staying right under the wooden sails, which don't go round. I think they do go round when you have open days here. But the four big wooden sails on the one side, and we've got six archways with a wooden floor underneath into the big grinding wheel. Big stone grinding wheel. I came out this afternoon just for somewhere to come. I'm not really doing any walking today. So I can get off the set up on a raised platform. I'm gonna have to go out of the wind, I think. That's better. So we're holding me on one of the pillars. Looking out to the grey Warwickshire countryside. So we're not too far from Stratford on Avon either. See the M40 in the distance. Quite an impressive structure. One of the local landmarks. So I came to photograph it probably 5-10 years ago. And every couple of years I come back. So really it's not a day to be looking too far, too much with it. Because it's there's a cold biting wind. So I can just see a wooden plaque. I'm just going to have a walk over there and have a look at this. See what it can tell us about the local countryside. Great Chesterton Roman town. You're looking upon the small Roman town of Chesterton. It lies on the Foss Way, about halfway between Dorne and Highcross. The Foss Way is a road of Roman origin, running between Exeter in the southwest and Lincoln in the northeast. So I can see a bit of a mound. It's a bit like Wiltshire. You can just see the outlines of on the field in front of me, where there's a race path where the Roman town would have been and settlements. So, Mr. All One Word, we've got a bit of history here in the Midlands too. Of Roman origin. So I'm going to get out back into the warm car, I think. It's absolutely freezing out here. I haven't got any gloves or anything. Ill prepared. Today, I've really just come out for a drive. So I'll make myself way back to the car. And I'll go home and search on the computer to make pictures of Chesterton Windmill. So once again, thanks for listening, and we will catch you in the next boom.